I'm going to talk about something that is sensitive, something that you might feel is a delicate matter. And just to let you know before I start that if what I speak about causes you to feel any anxiety or causes you to have undesirable feelings, I won't mind if you just slip away. The topic I'm going to talk about is chronic depression. My own experience of chronic depression, and particularly how my chronic depression affected my family. And it may well be that some of you may know somebody who is suffering with chronic depression, or somebody who is caring for somebody who's suffering with chronic depression. Your own experience is unique, and I want to say, first of all, that it's really important whenever listening to a sensitive topic to make sure that you look after yourself. Chronic depression is a state in which somebody suffers from depression, constant depression, over a period of at least 2 weeks. A period of 2 weeks during which they get no relief from the feelings of being down, down, deep in a terrible place, suffering pain, suffering a reluctance to talk to other people, to mix with other people, to go out in society, and generally feel about as bad as you could feel about yourself. And that's what chronic depression is. I'm very keen to bring my family into focus because depression affects the person who is depressed. That's pretty obvious. But it also has a severe effect on the family or close friends or people caring for a person who has that form of depression. Let me start by referring to a book. It's called Living with a Black Dog, and it comes from Australia. And it's a book written by Matthew and Ainsley Johnston. Matthew Johnston is the man who experienced the black dog, as he called it, severe, severe, severe depression. And his wife Ainsley is the person who cared for him, her his carer, or you might even say the person who put up with him. The book is a collaboration between the two of them, and what they've done is really discuss openly what it was like to both be depressed and to live with a person experiencing such severe depression. And then the book goes on to talk about how the depression affects the family. And then there is later in the book some suggestions about what people can do when they're working together. Let me just give you a sample of what they describe the experience of depression as being. They say, "You may have noticed they've lost the sparkle in their eyes. You may have noticed they've lost the sparkle in their eyes." And then there's a good summary of what it's like. "They may have real difficulty in firing up and getting going. I had such difficulty having any sparkle in my eyes and firing up, having energy and a will to achieve things during my 6 months." It was a period of 6 months during which I had chronic depression from last September a year ago until March. And that was a time during which I can still remember I said to myself, I wish I would wake up dead. I wish I could wake up dead. I coined that phrase some years ago because I've had a number of bouts of chronic depression. But it felt to me while I was depressed as if it more or less captured the whole wish on the one hand to no longer exist, and in a funny sort of a way to also express the wish that I would wake up. A terrible, terrible state. During that time, I dropped out of being interested in my family. I dropped out being interested in what we were going to do this weekend, what we were going to do this month. I dropped out of being interested in Christmas, Christmas presents. And I reduced the extent to which I spoke to my wife and to my daughter by about 95%. I just wanted to be left alone. I didn't want to be seen. And the good news is that in March, I recovered. It lifted. And I'm better. I'm in good form. I'm positive. And I'm thrilled to be with you this evening. And I'm now able to talk about it. Because while I was experiencing depression, I couldn't string two words together. Now, what was this like for my family? Well, my daughter was doing her last year at secondary school, and she was very intent on getting a sufficiently good result in the exams that she would be able to go to university and achieve what she wanted to achieve. She really didn't want to pay any attention to what was going on for me, and I have a feeling that she hardly noticed the fact that every day when I drove her into school, I didn't say a word to her. My wife was particularly keen that the word depression didn't come into the house during those 6 months, so that my daughter would not be distracted from achieving her best. My wife, on the other hand, has a very busy job, a job with an awful lot of responsibilities, and there's a lot of pressure on her to achieve results. And she was mainly working from home. And she really didn't want to pay much attention to me and my depression. She needed to focus on her work. And if she took her eye off her work, she wouldn't have been able to run the house properly. She would have been dragged in, dragged into some sort of vortex. It was a terrible experience for her, but it taught me something very important. Nobody can get somebody to come out of a depression. It's a bit of a mystery, as far as I'm concerned, how depression lifts. All sorts of factors may be relevant to it. But there's no amount of cajoling and jollying me along that my wife could have done that would have made a difference to me. There would be no amount of asking me to tell her what I was feeling today that would have made a difference to me. The only thing you can really do, I believe, that is unequivocally useful is just be there. Be there for the person who's suffering with depression. Just sit. Don't expect anything. Just be around. But do not let your own life run down. I have one message this evening that is why I'm talking about family, which is that you may find yourself in a situation and somebody else you know may find themselves in a situation where they are living with somebody who has depression. It's so, so important for that person, if it's you or somebody else, to look after themselves. It's a bit of a truism that you don't look after yourself, you can't look after anybody else, but it's absolutely important in the case of living with somebody with depression. You must care for yourself, go out, spend time with friends. Don't spend all your time dwelling on how the other person is feeling. Care for yourself. In conclusion, it's entirely possible, and I hope it doesn't happen to you, that you will have to, or you will have to live with somebody who has depression. It is indeed a terrible thing for them. But above all else, look after yourself. Make sure you don't lose your own interests. And that's the best way you can be for yourself and thereby be of some use to the depressed person. Thank you.